This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. And the world is immersed in coronavirus, and the Surgeon General's report is not a rosy one. And the infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci says when all is said and done, 100 to 200,000 Americans will probably die of COVID-19. Now, those are high numbers, very high numbers, considering that right now in the whole world we have 35,000 deaths, but it could be worse. And remember, in the year of 1918, 675,000 Americans died of the Spanish flu, and that was when the country had just 103 million people. So we will follow it, and we will be talking about it for much of the show today. And we start with Dr. Charles Page. He is a best-selling author. His book, A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, is a compilation of faith-based inspirational stories. And good morning to you, Dr. Page.
Good morning.
Well, we have a short visit with you, and we could talk for hours about this, but you actually took the drug that the president suggested might work. What happened?
Well, I was in Africa serving, training surgeons over there, so I was taking the medicine, the chloroquine, just for malaria prophylaxis. So, you know, I didn't really have any side effects. Everything went well. You know, all the side effects that you read in the book, you know, of course, there's always a million side effects that you read, but most people don't have a lot of symptoms with the anti-malarials.
Well, you are a private practice physician and a surgeon. Is it business as usual for you?
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely not. So, you know, so I'm in Texas. I'm in Nacogdoches, Texas. I'm sure you in Louisiana are familiar with Nacogdoches. We're just about an hour on the other side of the Louisiana Purchase. And, you know, of course, Governor Abbott has, you know, stopped all elective surgeries. And so my small business has basically shut down. I mean, I'm doing emergencies. I mean, I did a surgery yesterday, and I've got, one case to do today. But, you know, my six employees are kind of sitting around on Facebook right now trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do. So fortunately, these small business loans are going to be a lifesaver for us in our practice. What's interesting is I'm trying to figure out ways that I can kind of begin to, you know, to utilize our folks. You know, my book's about transforming your greatest challenges into your biggest blessings. And so I think I'm going to have to turn my nurses into to marketers for my book to pay the bills. But, you know, we're just trying to make do, you know. One of the interesting things that we're facing here, at least in rural Texas, probably like you're going to be facing in Louisiana, is
all right.
Most small rural hospitals are operating in the red already. And so it's going to be interesting to see how we face that challenge, like in rural Louisiana and rural Texas.
Well, you say, and I guess it's common sense, but you say the virus has not affected someone we know or love in most cases yet. But based on what is expected, it's almost a certainty that we're going to have people we know, in some cases love, who get coronavirus and some who don't make it.
Absolutely. And if we look at the numbers, it's probably going to be somewhere between 3 and 5 people. You know, most people have about 100, 150 connections of people that they know well. So probably between 3 and 5 people, you know, may get really sick or even die from this. So it's going to affect everybody in some way.
It's something that has gotten in our midst, and it's happened suddenly. In New York City, for example, the first case was reported on March 1st, March 1. We're 29 days later, and of course, New York City is the hotbed for this around the world right now. And this can explode in a big way. In Louisiana, we have 6% of the cases nationally. We only have 6% of the deaths. We only have 1.4% of the national population. So if the projections from Dr. Fauci are correct, that as many as 200,000 Americans may die, and we have 6% of the deaths in Louisiana, that'd be 12,000 people. That's a lot of folks.
That's a lot of people. And I think the stats this morning, I mean, there's 151 deaths in Louisiana, 1,350 cases just in New Orleans. So, what's going to be interesting to see what happens as it moves from the epicenters, like, you know, like New Orleans and you know, and New York out into the periphery. You know, what's going to happen there? It's going to be really, really interesting because I think, you know, in smaller places we have less resources, less doctors, and it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, you know, in those, you know, those places that have less access to health care.
Well, there are 3,540 positive cases in Louisiana. And Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge Parish, has 164, seven deaths. Ascension Parish, which, of course, is a much smaller parish, but right next door, has 139 cases and two deaths.
Wow.
So it's a case in which we have these hot spots. So what do you recommend to people who think they may have it?
Isolate yourself. Communicate with your doctor or a healthcare provider, you know. Once again, telemedicine is really kind of coming to the forefront now, and so there's a lot of a lot of things on the web that you can look for, and you know, we're seeing doctors kind of cross those state borders, you know, and state lines. So there's a lot of things that you can find on the internet to talk to someone. But I think you need to communicate with someone, you know, and hopefully get tested. That would make a difference, I think. If that's possible, you know, once again, it's just a lack of resources. There's going to be people who get the virus who are not going to be able to be tested. But isolate yourself, you know, try to, if at all possible, keep yourself away from the ones you love until you're tested or until you're kind of through that, you know, 14-day period. That's the best advice I can give you.
Well, Dr. Page's book, A Spoonful of Courage for the Sick and Suffering, is now being offered free of charge as a result of this COVID-19 breakout. The book is offered at Amazon, and his website is charleswpage.com. Thank you, Dr. Page, and best of luck to you. I hope we talk again.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure.